This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Dr. Michael Sikla and Martha Sperry. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you, Tobin.
And Dr. Sikla, I'm going to turn things over to you just a little bit. You are doing something very interesting for teachers at Litchfield High School or in the Litchfield School District. It's kind of like a grant kind of thing. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, you know, I graduated from LHS almost 28 years ago. I can't possibly be that old, but I guess I am. But I do remember that I had some really outstanding teachers at LHS, and my experiences there helped me to prepare for the next level of my education, and I went on to become a biology major at the U of I, and certainly my experiences with outstanding teachers like Mr. Scobie really played a profound role in my lifelong interest in life sciences. And I wanted to do something to support my hometown and support students in Litchfield by supporting the teachers, because you know, oftentimes it's the outstanding teachers who can push the really bright kids, and there are a lot of them in Litchfield, push these bright kids and allow them to reach their potential. So I wanted to do something to help these teachers. I wanted to do something that would help not only recruiting outstanding teachers in the future, but also maintain the great teachers that are there and incentivize the teachers who are there who are doing a great job for LHS. And I got the idea from some of my experiences with my medical school. It seems like I get hit up quite a bit for contributing to endowed professorships at my medical school. And when it came time for me to look at some philanthropic endeavors, I really wanted to do something for Litchfield, but I didn't see anything like that. So I thought, well, maybe we could try to start a program that would help the teachers of LHS, and that was kind of the genesis of the whole program.
Tell us a little bit about the program and what this is, can you?
Yeah, it's called the LHS Endowed Teaching Chair Program, and it's a program where outstanding teachers within Litchfield High School are first nominated by anybody in the community. You know, it could be students, it could be other teachers, or even alumni, who notice teachers who really are going that extra mile to push kids and help them realize their full potential. And these teachers are nominated, and then once a teacher is nominated, we have a group of generous volunteers within the community who have agreed to wade through applications that are sent to us and on an annual basis determine a recipient of the Endowed Teaching Chair Award. And that's simply a monetary award that's a set value for 1 year, and that can be used for whatever this teacher would like. You know, it could be used for extra classroom supplies. It could be used for, you know, whatever the teacher decides would be the best use for that monetary award. And like I say, I hope it's something that will help recruit and maintain and incentivize the strong teachers at LHS.
Absolutely, and the grant, though, has to be used for classroom improvements or something along those lines, right? This is not just like a bonus for the teacher.
Oh, well, it's actually at the teacher's discretion, so it's not attached to any requirement for classroom-specific use.
Okay, and then, Martha, you're heading up the committee, or you're setting up the committee for this. Tell us a little bit about this committee.
I received a call from Mike, who's been a longtime friend, and asked that if I would help in this program. I thought it was a tremendous idea, a way to really touch base with our teachers and reward them for the things they've done in the past. We have some very strong teachers, and I actually have three teachers of my own, a middle school, a high school, and a collegiate teacher. So I think that teachers are a wonderful asset to children. And in high school, I see how teachers touch their lives in time of good times and bad times. in sports, in the classroom, and we've worked so hard to encourage our students to go on to a higher education. And I think that this and recognizing these teachers will be an asset to our high school.
Absolutely. And I know coming from a small town school district from Staunton, I know exactly how it is to have a good teacher, and then next thing you know it, that teacher is gone because they moved on to bigger and better things or a bigger school. And if this helps attract new teachers or keep a teacher in fold, my hat's off to you. That's a great asset.
Well, actually, Mike, our Dr. Sikla asked me not to say a lot about him, but of course I remember him from grade school all the way through. He was one of the finest young men to go through our school. He was state champion in the pole vault. He always looked at his academics as a top part of his life, but he was always able to have fun and be a part of everything in his school. So for him to realize that teachers touched his life and he wants to give back, I think is a wonderful opportunity.
Dr. Sikla, tell us a little bit the process of this grant. Where are we at now? Does it need Board of Education approval, or what's the next phase for this?
Well, the grant is up and running. The grant is actually administered by the Oak Park River Forest Community Foundation, which just happens to be the community foundation close to where I live in the Chicago area. So that is up and running. It's managed by a completely separate entity now in terms of the funds for the grant. And we're now in the process of receiving nominations for the award recipient. And that nomination period is open till end of January. And then after we have the nominations and subsequent applications from the nominees, we, as part of the evaluation committee, and again, that's not necessarily Litchfield high school personnel, it's composed of mainly community members, we'll go through these applications and probably go through a very difficult process of determining just one recipient. And I can tell you already, there has been a large number of nominations come through, so it's encouraging that there is a lot of enthusiasm for recognizing the outstanding teachers at LHS.
And I'm assuming, Doctor, that the school district has been very enthusiastic and behind this program as well.
Yes, very much so. A little under a year ago, I placed a call to Dr. Heck. And, you know, she didn't know me from Adam, and I'm sure it probably took some reassurance probably from Martha and other people in the community that I really wanted to do something good for the community. And she has been very generous and helpful with helping me get this set up for the community. So, yeah, there's been a lot of enthusiasm with the administration and also with the community members with whom I've spoken about it.
Well, Dr. Sikla, I appreciate your time. I know you're on a busy schedule, so I do appreciate this. Thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on this grant program, and best of luck with this. I think you're on the right path here, and I do appreciate your time. Thank you again.
Thanks very much.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guests were Dr. Michael Sikla and Martha Speary. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.